Essential oils for immune and cellular modulation. The epigenetics of essential oils, part one. Want more science on how essential oils can help sustain health and support wellness at the cellular and systemic level? Here's part one in a series that you can ponder over for a nerd-like fun fest or share with your healthcare providers who think aromatherapy is simply meant for stress relief. The warming topic of essential oils. When you combine two subjects that spark my interest, such as those little buggy microbes with essential oils, I get that fuzzy, grateful feeling inside, similar to a winter day over 30 degrees Fahrenheit in upstate New York. I happened to experience this welcome emotion just recently after a little bit of frustration. The story begins a few days ago. The temperature was at a chilling 10 degrees Fahrenheit. I was link hopping in an attempt to find PubMed references on Blue Tansy essential oil. Unfortunately, this was to no avail. Thankfully, I did find studies on one of its main constituents, camazulum. This compound is most often associated with chamomile, wormwood, and yarrow oils. A little frustrated, I suddenly got another hit that led me to a more satisfying search history. I decided to go with this cozy feeling and save my digging for Blue Tansy for a sunnier day. The topic that got my attention was epigenetics and essential oils. Immune and cellular modulation with essential oils. Around this time of year, at least in the cold Northeast, many are focusing on immune support. For this reason, I started my preventative blog series on using essential oils for alleviating sniffles in the fall. However, essential oils can also be used for staying healthy in all other seasons, summer, spring, and winter. What does this have to do with epigenetics, the modification of gene expression through environmental factors? A 2014 article published in Biomed Research International reviewed the in vitro and in vivo mechanisms of essential oils related to immune modulation of cellular health. The researchers concluded that essential oils, or EOs, could influence cell processes in a variety of ways, including DNA repair and gene expression. The study reported the following. The current review indicates that EOs and their constituents act by multiple pathways and mechanisms involving apoptosis, cell cycle arrest, anti-metastatic, and anti-angiogenic, increased levels of reactive oxygen and nitrogen species, DNA repair modulation, and others to demonstrate their anti-proliferative activity in the cancer cell. The effects of EOs and their constituents on tumor suppressor proteins, transcription factors, MAPK pathway, and detoxification enzymes like SOD, catalase, glutathione peroxidase, and glutathione reductase has also been discussed. Now that's an alphabet soup of biochemistry for you fellow geeks and docs. A 2015 systemic review provided more evidence for the multifactorial activity of essential oils on our bodies. The authors in this article reviewed how their biologically complex properties afforded their versatile actions on our physiology and biochemistry. For example, when they bind to certain cellular receptors in our bodies, they cause the release of neurological and hormonal messengers. Here's an excerpt, how aromatherapy works. For centuries, the essential oils have found their importance as a fragrance with a curative potential for the body, mind, and spirit. These aroma molecules are very potent organic plant chemicals that make the surroundings free from disease, bacteria, virus, and fungus. Their versatile character of antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-inflammatory nature, along with immune booster body with hormonal, glandular, emotional, circulatory, calming effect, memory, and alertness enhancer, is well documented by many scientists. Many pilot projects and studies have been conducted on humans to decipher their nature and role with disease and disorder. These oils are known for their energy-specific character, as their potency is not lost with time and age. The stimulation properties of these oils lay in their structure, which are closely in resemblance with actual hormones. The penetration potential of these oils to reach the subcutaneous tissues is one of the important characters of this therapy. Their effects are also complex and subtle due to their complex structures and chemical properties. The mechanism of their action involves integration of essential oils into a biological signal of the receptor cells in the nose when inhaled. The signal is transmitted to limbic and hypothalamus parts of the brain via the olfactory bulb. These signals cause brain to release neural messengers like serotonin, endorphin, etc., to link our nervous and other body systems, assuring a desired change and to provide a feeling of relief. Serotonin, endorphin, and noradrenaline are released from calming oils, euphoric and stimulating oil, respectfully, to give expected effect on mind and body. Okay, so this means that not only do essential oils modulate our immune system through microbe-inhibiting actions while supporting our microbiome, but these secondary metabolites have diverse effects through our whole immune system. For example, they support defense and cellular repair based on the internal and environmental influences. They can be considered immunoregulatory at the cellular level. They impact emotional, biological, and physiological processes, causing the release of enzymes, hormones, and other cellular signals. Their holistic effects can be used for prevention as well as addressing the causative factors contributing to autoimmunity. Next week, I'm going to go over some current research on the epigenetics of essential oils in more detail. Hopefully, this series will give the woo-woo pointers of aromatherapy a little break from trolling essential oil sites. I'll talk to you soon.